FTZs are special trade areas where goods are exempt from tax and duties. Africa has almost 200 in 47 nations. Developing countries especially encourage FTZs because they attract export businesses and foreign investments and create jobs. But lawyer Marius Schneider says they have a dark side.
They are lightly regulated zones because police and customs have little or no access to them in many instances. So that makes that they are quite a lot also abused by these crime syndicates.
Global Financial Integrity says organized crime groups see FTZs as perfect places to manufacture and transport illicit goods, which are rarely inspected. It says companies operating in the zones aren't expected to disclose much about the goods they're trading in. One of the FTZ's roles is repackaging imported pharmaceutical products for local markets. Interpol East Africa crime intelligence analyst John Patrick Broom identifies Kenya's major free port of Mombasa as a key facility for trade in falsified and substandard medicines.
We've seen a reduced inspection level at Mombasa port and other ports as well in the region. This has been justified in the requirement of the region to receive medications and supportive apparatus from around the world in order to cope with the pandemic. Inspection regimes have been reduced in order to facilitate the swift and hassle-free movement of items through the border to be distributed across the region.
Kenyan police say there are at least 132 criminal gangs in Mombasa, with almost all involved in smuggling heroin and cocaine from Latin America and Asia. Mombasa is one of Africa's busiest harbors. It handles cargo for all of East Africa, as well as parts of Central Africa, plus South Sudan and Somalia, and will eventually be the primary pipeline for vaccine supplies from India and China. Broom says corruption in FTZs is another factor that could allow the movement of fake vaccines in East Africa.
The unfortunate context of COVID-19 in terms of its socio-economic impact has led to a situation where individuals fear for their job security. And we've seen organized crime groups approach individuals with offers of payment in order to gain access to the...
Schneider, who represents big pharmaceutical companies in cases where their medicines have been falsified, is also concerned about Djibouti.
You know, you have these East African countries like Djibouti that are also end of the Chinese Silk Road, which are therefore an entry point of Chinese products into Africa.
The World Health Organization says 8 out of every 10 falsified medicines found globally every year come from China and India. In West Africa, the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime says Togo's main port of Lomé and the FTZ at Cotonou in Benin are major entry points for bogus and substandard pharmaceutical products related to COVID-19. Nigerian crime analyst Maurice Ogbonaya says it's going to be almost impossible to prevent the flow of fake vaccines.
State officials who have the responsibility, especially at the entry point and within the local markets, have largely been compromised. I spoke with top officials of state security agencies who admitted that even their colleagues were involved in some of these activities.
Mark Mikhalif of the Global Initiative Against Transnational Organized Crime says most free ports and border regions of North Africa are hubs of illicit medicines trafficking.
We see countries both being recipients and transit areas for prescription and counterfeit medication. There are multiple flows going east, going north, going south. Some of the drugs are smuggled into the region, hidden in bulk containers in very, very organized operations. Others are body carried by
law enforcement and governments across Africa know exactly where the conduits for fake COVID-19 vaccines are. But, say analysts, most are unable or unwilling to stop the crime. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.